Romeo and Juliet. This is the story of the love of Romeo and Juliet. Romeo was the son of Lord Montague, the head of the Montague family. Juliet was the daughter of Lord Capulet. The Montagues and the Capulets were two important families in the city of Verona who had had a terrible quarrel. Even their servants hated each other, and they fought and cursed each other whenever they met. One day, two servants from the house of Capulet saw two servants from the house of Montague, and they began to fight. Benvolio, a friend of Romeo, saw the fight. He liked peace and quiet, so he hated to see people fighting. "Stop!" he cried. But it was already too late. Tybalt, a young and angry Capulet, had arrived in the street. "Help me to stop this fight!" Benvolio cried to him. Tybalt pulled out his sword. "I hate all Montagues, and I hate you!" he cried, and he began to fight Benvolio. The noise and the shouting brought officers of the law to the scene of the fight. Then Lord Capulet and his wife arrived, and Lord Montague and his wife. The heads of the two families pulled out their swords. Suddenly, Prince Aeschylus, the Prince of Verona, appeared. "You men! You are like wild animals," he said to them angrily. "Your quarrels spoil the quiet of our streets. Listen to me. If you make trouble in the streets of Verona again, you will pay for it with your lives. Now, everyone must leave this place." Lord and Lady Montague and Benvolio left last. "Where is Romeo?" asked Lady Montague. "I am very glad that he did not take part in this fight." "Very early this morning," Benvolio said, "I could not sleep. I walked out into the woods on the west of the city, and I saw Romeo there, alone. I went towards him, but when he saw me, he hid among the trees. I decided not to follow him." Romeo's father, Lord Montague, said, "Many people have seen Romeo early in the morning, weeping alone. When the sun comes up, he goes into his room and he shuts out the daylight. I am afraid for him."
"Do you know why he is unhappy?" Benvolio asked.
"He will not tell me,"
Lord Montague replied.
"Look, here he comes," said Benvolio. "Go home. I will try to find out why he is unhappy."
He quickly learned the reason for Romeo's sadness. "I love the beautiful Rosaline, but she does not love me," Romeo said. Benvolio tried to help his good friend.
"Forget her. Don't think about her," he said.
"How can I forget her?"
Romeo asked.
"Look around you. Look at other beautiful women."
"When I look at other women, I see that Rosaline is the most beautiful of all."
In another street in Verona, Count Paris was talking to Lord Capulet, Juliet's father. Paris was the prince's nephew.
"I would like to marry Juliet. What do you say?"
Paris asked.
"She is my only child, and she is too young," said Capulet. "Let two more summers pass before she marries."
"But you can speak to her and try to win her love. Every year at this time, I give a great feast. It will take place tonight. All my friends will come to my house and dance. You must come too. Then you can talk to Juliet."
Capulet called a servant and said,
"On this piece of paper there is a list of names. Find these people and ask them to come to dinner at my house tonight."
Then he walked away with Paris.
"This is going to be quite difficult for me, because I cannot read,"
the servant thought. Benvolio and Romeo came along the street. They were still talking about Romeo's unhappiness.
"Please, sir, can you read?" Capulet's servant asked.
He gave Romeo the list of names. Romeo read out the list for him.
Martino and his wife and daughters, Anselm and his beautiful sisters, Mercutio and his brother Valentine, Lucio and Helena, Rosaline. Where are these people going to meet?
At my master's house tonight, the servant said.
Who is your master? Romeo asked.
My master is the great and rich Lord Capulet. If you are not a Montague, come and drink wine with us all.
This is the chance I wanted for you, said Benvolio happily. Go there. Compare your Rosaline with other women. You will see that she is not more beautiful than them.
You are wrong, Romeo replied. Since the world began, the sun has never seen a woman as beautiful as Rosaline.
I will go to the Capulet's feast, but only to look at Rosaline.
Juliet was with her mother, Lady Capulet, and her nurse.
You were a pretty little baby when I came here, said the nurse. Now I have one wish. I want to live long enough to see you married.
I want to talk to you about marriage, Lady Capulet said to her daughter. Juliet, do you want to find a husband?
I have not thought about it very much, answered Juliet.
Here in Verona, younger girls are already important ladies and mothers. I will tell you now that Count Paris hopes to win your love.
He is a fine man, almost a perfect man, cried the nurse. He is the finest man in Verona.
You will see him tonight at our feast, Lady Capulet said. He needs a wife, and you will make his life complete. The evening came. Romeo and his friends, Mercutio and Benvolio, put on hats to hide their faces and went to the feast at the Capulet's house. But Tybalt heard Romeo's voice.
I know that voice, he said. That man is a Montague. What is he doing here?
He called to his servant.
Fetch my sword.
What is the matter?
Asked Lord Capulet.
That man is a Montague. He is our enemy.
Is it young Romeo?
Yes,
Tybalt said.
Let him stay. The people of Verona say that he is a good young man, and he is behaving like a gentleman tonight. Don't look so angry. We must entertain our guests.
Tybalt was very angry, but he had to obey his uncle. At that moment, something wonderful happened to Romeo. He saw a beautiful girl. She was lovely, sweet, happy, and good. As he watched her, he forgot about Rosaline. Now he was truly, deeply in love. He went to her and touched her hand.
Your hand is too soft for my rough touch, he said. But my lips are ready to touch your gentle hand with a kiss.
He kissed her hand.
You have lips, too, he said.
Juliet found that she was in love with him, and so they kissed. The nurse came to them.
Your mother wants to speak to you, she said to Juliet.
Who is her mother? Asked Romeo.
Her mother is Lady Capulet, the nurse replied.
Oh, no, Romeo thought.
I have fallen in love with the daughter of my enemy.
Everyone began to leave, and Romeo went with them. Juliet watched him go.
Come here, nurse, she said. Who is that gentleman over there? Go and ask his name.
The nurse came back and said,
His name is Romeo. He is a Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
Later that same night, Romeo's friends searched the streets of Verona for him. Romeo was standing below Juliet's lighted window when he saw her there.
It is Juliet, he said quietly. Oh, it is my love. She is as beautiful as the sun in the sky. She is looking up at the stars, but her eyes are brighter than they are. The birds will see them and think that it is already daytime.
Juliet looked out of her window and rested her face on her hand. She was thinking of Romeo. She did not know that he was there, listening.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, why is your name Romeo?
She said.
Leave your family and change your name. If you cannot, I will leave the Capulets. It is only your name that is my enemy. But what is important about a name? If a rose had another name, it would still smell sweet. Change your name so we can be together.
Call me Love, Romeo called up to her. That will be my name. I will never be Romeo again. I hate my name because it is your enemy.
How did you get there? Juliet asked.
The walls are high.
Stone walls cannot keep out love, Romeo said. Juliet was afraid.
If my family see you here, they will kill you, she said.
If their hatred ends my life, said Romeo, then I will die. I do not care. I do not want to live without your love.
Do you love me? I know that you will say yes, but tell me the truth.
Lady, I promise by the moon that touches the tops of those fruit trees with silver.
Oh, don't promise by the moon, Juliet said. The moon changes every month. I do not want your love to change like the moon.
What shall I promise by? Romeo asked.
Do not promise. You make me happy, but this love has come very suddenly. I must go now.
No, wait, Romeo cried. At that moment, the nurse called.
I can hear a noise, said Juliet. Sweet Romeo, stay here for a moment. I will come back.
She went inside, but soon she returned.
Dear Romeo, she said, if you truly love me and wish to marry me, send a message tomorrow. I will send someone to collect your message. Tell me where and at what time you will marry me. And my life will be yours. I will follow you, my lord, across the world.
The nurse called again. Juliet went in and then came out again.
Romeo?
My sweet?
At what time tomorrow shall I send someone to you?
She asked. At 9 o'clock, Romeo replied.
My messenger will find you. It is almost morning. So I must let you go. Good night. Good night. I am sad to leave you, but it is a sweet sadness. I will not stop saying good night until tomorrow.
She went back into her room. Let sleep rest on your eyes, said Romeo, and peace in your heart. I wish that I could rest in such a sweet place. He turned away. I must go to Friar Lawrence and tell him about Juliet, he said to himself. He will help me. Friar Lawrence was a man of God. Romeo and Juliet both knew him. Early the next morning, he He was picking plants outside his cell. He knew a lot about plants. He used them to make sick people better, or to help tired or ill people sleep. When he saw Romeo running towards him, Friar Lawrence was very surprised.
"Why are you here so early?" asked the friar. "Young men sleep late in the morning. Can't you sleep? Were you thinking of Rosaline?"
"No, I could not sleep, but I was not thinking about Rosaline. I have forgotten her name and all the unhappiness that went with it. I must tell you what happened. Last night, I went to a feast at my enemy's house. There, I fell in love with the beautiful daughter of Lord Capulet, and she loves me. We want you to marry us today."
"Oh, what a change," cried Friar Lawrence. "Yesterday you loved Rosaline. Now you tell me that you love someone else. I do not like it."
"It is too sudden."
"Don't be angry with me. Juliet loves me, and Rosaline does not. Please, marry us today."
"Rosaline knew that you were not really in love,"
said the wise friar.
"So I will marry you. This marriage may turn the hatred between your two families into love."
Mercutio and Benvolio were searching for Romeo. Mercutio was a member of Prince Escalus's family and one of Romeo's friends.
"Romeo was not at his father's house last night," Benvolio said. "Tybalt is looking for him. He is angry because Romeo went to the Capulet's feast, and he wants to fight him."
Then Romeo arrived. He looked very happy.
"What has happened to you?"
Mercutio asked him. Before Romeo could answer, the nurse and her servant arrived.
"Go to my father's house," Romeo said to Benvolio and Mercutio. "I will follow you soon."
He waited until they had gone. Then he spoke to the nurse.
"Tell Juliet," said Romeo, "to go to Friar Lawrence this afternoon. He will marry us in his cell. My man, Balthazar, will meet you in 1 hour behind the church. He will bring you a ladder. Tonight, I will climb up to Juliet's room."
"Will Balthazar keep your secret?"
"Yes,"
Romeo replied. "He is a good servant."
"Paris wants to marry my Lady Juliet, but I know that you will make her happy,"
the nurse said.
"Goodbye,"
Romeo said.
"Give my dearest love to Juliet."
"I will, 1,000 times,
she promised. Juliet was waiting for the nurse to return.
"Oh, here she comes. Dearest nurse, are you bringing me news? Have you met him? What does he say about our marriage?"
"Can you visit Friar Lawrence today?"
asked the nurse.
"Yes,"
Juliet said.
"Then go to his cell. Romeo is waiting there to make you his wife."
"That has brought the blood to your face."
"Now, I must go and fetch a ladder. Your Romeo will climb up into your room tonight."
"Dear, good nurse," Juliet said.
That same afternoon, the friar married Romeo and Juliet.
"Heaven smiles upon this wedding," Friar Lawrence said to them. "I hope that there will not be trouble later."
"I do not care," Romeo cried. "Great and sudden love can bring great sadness," the friar replied.
A little later on the same day, Benvolio and Mercutio were talking together.
"Mercutio," said Benvolio, "let us go away. The Capulets are somewhere in these streets, and I do not want to meet them.
They will want to fight. He was right. Suddenly, Tybalt and his friends came into the street. Tybalt and Mercutio started to quarrel. Then Romeo came along the street, and Tybalt began to shout at him.
"You are my enemy," Tybalt cried. "Pull out your sword."
"I do not want to be your enemy," Romeo replied. "I love the Capulet name as much as I love my own name." But Tybalt wanted to fight.
"Pull out your sword,"
he shouted again to Romeo.
"I will not quarrel with you,"
Romeo said. Mercutio was surprised. He did not want Romeo to be friendly with Tybalt.
"I will fight you instead,"
he shouted to Tybalt, and a fight began.
"Stop, gentlemen," Romeo cried. "The prince told us not to fight in these streets."
He tried to stand between them, but Tybalt's sword went under Romeo's arm and wounded Mercutio. Tybalt ran away.
"I am wounded," cried Mercutio. "A curse on both your families. Fetch a doctor."
"Be brave, man," said Romeo. "I hope it is not a bad wound."
"It is not very deep, but it is bad enough. Look for me tomorrow, and you will have to find my tomb. Why did you stand between us? Tybalt's sword passed under your arm. Help me into a house, Benvolio."
Soon afterwards, Benvolio returned. "Oh, Romeo," he said, "brave Mercutio is dead." Everything seemed black for Romeo. His dear friend was dead, and Tybalt hated him more than ever. The prince would punish them for quarrelling in the streets of Verona, and for Mercutio's death. Then Tybalt came back.
"Tybalt is alive, and my friend Mercutio is dead," cried Romeo. "Now I do not care what I do. One of us will die with Mercutio."
There was a terrible fight between Romeo and Tybalt, and Tybalt fell dead.
"Escape, Romeo," cried Benvolio. "People are coming. The prince will be angry, and he will punish you with death."
As the unhappy Romeo ran away, the prince, the Montagues, and the Capulets arrived.
"Who started this quarrel?"
asked the prince. Lady Capulet stood weeping over the body of the dead Tybalt, as Benvolio tried to explain.
"Romeo tried to stop the fight between Tybalt and Mercutio, but he could not. Tybalt killed Mercutio. Then Romeo killed Tybalt."
Lady Capulet did not believe him.
"Benvolio belongs to the Montague family. He is lying. Romeo killed Tybalt, and he must not live."
"I will have to punish Romeo for Tybalt's death," said the prince. "He must leave the city and never return. If I find Romeo in Verona, he will die."
Juliet was waiting for the knight.
"Come, gentle knight," she said. "Bring me my Romeo and let me hold him in my arms. And when he dies, take him and cut him into little stars. He will make the face of heaven look very fine. Everyone will love the knight. Oh, here comes my nurse. Have you brought the ladder?"
The nurse came in carrying a ladder.
"Why are you weeping?" Juliet asked. "Tybalt is dead," she said. "Romeo killed him."
"No,"
Juliet cried.
"Don't say such a terrible thing."
"It is true. I saw the wound on Tybalt's body. Romeo killed him, and now we must leave the city." "Oh, Tybalt. Tybalt was an honest gentleman.
Tybalt wanted to kill my husband.
Now my husband is alive and Tybalt is dead, but Romeo must leave Verona. These words mean death to me. I cannot live without him.
Go to your room, said the nurse. I will find Romeo for you. I know where he is. He is in Friar Lawrence's cell.
Oh, find him. Give him this ring. Tell him to come and say his last goodbye to me.
At the same time, Friar Lawrence was trying to help Romeo.
The Capulets want the prince to kill you, the friar said. But he has only ordered you to leave Verona.
Never. Let me die instead, Romeo cried.
Stay calm. The world is great and wide.
There is no world for me except Verona. Juliet is here. Oh, let me die if I cannot stay with her. Give me poison or a sharp knife. Let me die.
Don't say that. You are talking like a madman, the friar said.
The nurse arrived.
I have come from Lady Juliet, she said. Where is Romeo?
He is here, the friar replied. His tears are making him crazy.
Juliet is the same. She just weeps and weeps.
Tell me, said Romeo. Does she think I am a murderer? Does she still love me?
She does not say anything. She calls out your name, and then Tybalt's name, the nurse said.
Romeo was very unhappy. He tried to drive his sharp dagger into his heart, but the friar stopped him.
Stop! Are you a man?
Friar Lawrence asked.
You cry like a woman. You behave wildly like an animal. I thought you were strong. If you kill yourself, you will kill your lady. She lives for you. Be strong, man. Go to Juliet and help her. Then, early tomorrow morning, you must leave Verona and go to Mantua. Stay there until the prince forgives you. Nurse, go to your lady. Tell her that Romeo is coming to her.
Yes, said Romeo.
Here, sir, the nurse said. Juliet wants you to have this ring.
Go now, the friar said to Romeo. Leave for Mantua tomorrow. I will send your servant there with messages for you.
That night, Romeo climbed up the ladder into Juliet's room. It was a strange night for the new husband and wife. They were wonderfully happy, but very frightened. At the first light of day, Romeo had to leave.
Must you go now? Said Juliet. It is still night.
Look, love, said Romeo. The light is shining through the clouds in the east, and the stars are pale now. Daylight is waiting on the mountaintops. I must go now and live, or stay and die. Juliet was frightened.
Go now, she said. Quickly, go!
The nurse came into the room.
Your mother is coming, she said.
Goodbye, my love, Romeo said.
Give me one kiss, and I will go.
I am afraid, Juliet said to her nurse as he left. I dreamed I saw Romeo at the bottom of a tomb. Oh, please, let him come back to me.
Lady Capulet entered Juliet's room. She and her husband had decided that they wanted Juliet to marry Paris.
Daughter, why are you still in bed? She asked.
I am not well, Juliet replied.
You are still weeping because of Tybalt's death,
her mother said.
It is wrong that his murderer is still alive. I will tell a friend in Mantua about Tybalt's death, and he will kill Romeo.
Juliet did not want her mother to know about her marriage to Romeo, so she said,
"I will never be happy until I see Romeo again, and he is punished for the death of my cousin."
"My child," Lady Capulet said, "let us think of happier things. Early on Thursday morning, Count Paris will marry you at St. Peter's Church."
"He will not," cried Juliet. "Tell my father, it is too soon. I will not marry yet."
"Here comes your father. Tell him yourself." Lord Capulet came into the room.
"What is wrong?" he said. "Are you still weeping? Has your mother told you about your wedding to Paris?"
"Yes, sir," said Lady Capulet. "I told her, but she will not obey."
"I do not understand. She should thank us. We have found her a fine husband."
"I cannot thank you for something that I will hate," said Juliet.
Lord Capulet was very angry.
"On Thursday you will go with Paris to St. Peter's Church, or I will take you there by force."
"Please, Father," Juliet cried.
"Go to the church on Thursday, or I will never speak to you again. You will not come into my house. You can beg and die in the streets."
He left the room.
"Is there no pity?" said Juliet. "Oh, my sweet mother, I beg you to delay this marriage for a month, a week. If you do not, I will die like Tybalt."
"That is enough."
"I will not help you," Lady Capulet said, and she left the room.
"Nurse, what can I do?" Juliet cried. "Help me!"
"Your mother is right," the nurse said. "You should marry Paris. He is a good man. You will be happy with him."
"I will go to Friar Lawrence. Tell my mother that I am sorry my father is upset."
The nurse went out.
"If he cannot help me, I will end my life," Juliet thought.
Paris was in Friar Lawrence's cell.
"I want to arrange my marriage to Juliet," he said. "On Thursday, sir?" said the friar. "That is very soon. Capulet wants us to marry quickly, and that is my wish too. Juliet weeps too much because of Tybalt's death. Her wedding will stop her tears." "I must delay this wedding," thought the friar. "It should never take place at all."
Then he said to Paris,
"Look, sir, here she comes."
"My lady and my wife," said Paris.
"I am not your wife yet," said Juliet.
"I will make you my wife on Thursday. Until then, goodbye."
He went out and left Juliet alone with the friar.
"Oh, shut the door," she cried, "and then come and weep with me. Nobody can help me. Nobody can offer me hope. If you cannot think of a plan to help me, I want to die."
"Wait, daughter," the friar said. "I think I can help. You say that you will kill yourself if you have to marry Paris. Then perhaps you can pretend to be dead for a short time."
"I will do anything if I can stay true to my dear love, Romeo."
"Go home. Tell your mother and father that you will marry Paris. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Go to bed alone tomorrow night. Don't let your nurse stay with you. When you are in bed, drink this liquid. You will feel cold and sleepy. Your skin will grow pale, and you will not breathe. For 42 hours,
you will seem to be dead. When Paris comes for you, he will think that you are dead. They will put you in your family's tomb. I will send a letter to Romeo. At the end of the 42 hours, you will wake up, and Romeo will take you away to Mantua. Are you brave enough to do this? Or will fear stop you drinking the liquid?
Give me the drink. Don't speak of fear, said Juliet.
I will send Friar John to Romeo with a letter, the friar said.
Juliet went home. I am sorry that I refused to marry Paris, she said to her father. I was wrong. Let us prepare for the wedding. The next night, Juliet asked her nurse to leave the room. I am afraid, she thought. What will happen if this liquid does not work? I am afraid that I will wake up before Romeo comes to me in the tomb. Romeo, Romeo, I am drinking this for you. Then she drank Friar Lawrence's liquid and fell back on her bed. The Capulets prepared for the wedding. And on the Thursday morning, Juliet's nurse came to wake her. She called her name.
Are you still asleep?
Come, my lady, wake up. At last, she shook Juliet. Lady? Lady? Oh, help! Help! My lady is dead! Juliet's parents heard her cries and ran into the room. Paris and Friar Lawrence were with them.
Is Juliet ready to go to the church?
Friar Lawrence asked.
She is ready to go, Lord Capulet cried. But she will never return. Death has taken her.
She was a lovely young woman, the friar said. Heaven wanted to share her with you. You could not stop her death. She is above the clouds in heaven. You must not weep now. Dry your tears and take her to the tomb.
We have flowers and music for her wedding, said Lord Capulet sadly. Now we will use them for her tomb.
So they took Juliet to the tomb of the Capulets. Romeo was far away in Mantua. I had a strange dream last night, he remembered. I dreamed that Juliet came and found me dead. She kissed me and I was alive again. He saw his servant Balthazar coming towards him.
Do you have any news from Verona? He asked. How is my love? Is she well?
But Balthazar answered,
Her body is sleeping in the tomb of the Capulets. She is alive in heaven now.
What? Cried Romeo. Do you have a letter for me from the friar?
No. Find me some horses. I must leave here tonight. Tonight I will lie with Juliet in her tomb.
Balthazar was afraid. What was his master going to do? Romeo went to a very poor chemist. This chemist sold medicines, but he needed more money, so he also sold poison. If I pay this chemist with gold, Romeo thought, he will give me a poison that will end my life.
Drink this poison. It will kill you immediately, the chemist said. Buy food with my gold, said Romeo, and he picked up the poisoned liquid.
Friar John returned to Friar Lawrence.
Welcome, said Friar Lawrence. What does Romeo say?
Friar John looked very unhappy.
I could not go to Mantua, he said. I went to a house in Verona, looking for a friar to go with me. While I was there, officers came and locked all the doors and windows. They thought that there was a dangerous illness in the house. They did not let anyone in or out, and nobody wanted to touch your letter.
Here it is. This is terrible, said Friar Lawrence. Go, quickly. Bring an iron stick to my cell. In 3 hours, Juliet will wake up, he thought. I will write to Mantua. But I must open the tomb and hide Juliet in my cell until Romeo arrives.
Paris went to the Capulets' tomb because he wanted to put flowers on it for Juliet. He heard people near the tomb and hid. It was Romeo and Balthazar. Take this letter to my father, Romeo said to his servant. Give me your lamp. I am going to say goodbye to my lady Juliet. Now go away. But Balthazar thought, I will hide near here. My master looks strange. What is he going to do? Paris heard a noise as Romeo broke open the tomb.
It is Romeo, he cried. What evil is he doing to the dead bodies? Romeo, I have caught you. You must die.
Yes, I must die, said Romeo. That is why I am here. I came to kill myself. I do not want to hurt you, boy. Go away and say that a madman told you to leave. But Paris made Romeo fight. Paris's servant ran to call the officers who were on guard through the night. Romeo's sword wounded Paris.
I am dying, Paris cried. Place me in the tomb with Juliet.
Romeo looked at the face of the dead man. It is Count Paris, one of Mercutio's family. Poor young man. I will put you in the tomb. He opened Juliet's tomb and looked at her face. Dear Juliet, he said, why are you still so beautiful? Is death keeping you here as his lover? Let me look at you again. Let my arms hold you for the last time. I will stay here with you forever. He drank the poison. This poison acts quickly. With this kiss, I will die. Friar Lawrence came running towards the tomb. He saw Balthazar, and then he saw a light inside.
Romeo, my master, has been in the tomb for more than half an hour, Balthazar said.
Full of fear, the friar went into the tomb. He saw the dead bodies of Romeo and Paris, and at that moment Juliet woke up.
Where is my Romeo? She asked.
Lady, said the friar, come out of this place of death. A greater power than ours has ruined all our plans. Your husband is dead, and Paris too. We can do nothing here. Come away with me. I will take you to a safe place.
Go! Leave this place! I will stay, said Juliet.
The friar hurried away to find someone to help him. Juliet looked at Romeo.
What is this? She asked herself. There is a cup in my true love's hand. Poison? Oh, Romeo, you have drunk it all and left none for me. I will kiss your lips. Perhaps there is some poison on them.
She kissed him, but then she heard the guards arrive. There was no more time. Juliet took Romeo's dagger and pushed it into her own heart. The prince and his servants arrived at the tomb, followed by the Capulets and Montagues. The guards caught the weeping friar.
What happened? Prince Aeschylus asked. Why have you called me from my bed?
Some people in the street are crying Romeo, some are crying Juliet, and some are crying Paris, Lady Capulet said. They are shouting and running towards our tomb.
Then a guard told them,
Count Paris is dead, Romeo is dead, and Juliet has killed herself.
Here is the friar,
said another guard.
And here is Romeo's servant, Balthazar.
Prince, my wife died during the night, Lord Montague said. She was very sad when my son left the city. Her sadness killed her.
The prince turned to the friar.
Tell me, friar, what do you know about all this?
The friar, in a few words, told the whole unhappy story.
If these deaths are my fault, then punish me with death. I know that you are a good man, said the prince. Where is Romeo's servant? What can he tell us?
I told my master that Juliet was dead, Balthazar said. He came here and told me to go away. He said he would kill me if I stayed.
Paris's servant also told his story.
My master came to put flowers on Juliet's tomb. He saw somebody and pulled out his sword. I ran away to find the guards.
Capulet, Montague, the prince said sadly. These terrible things happened because your families hate each other.
And I have also lost two members of my family.
Capulet said to Montague,
my daughter's marriage with your son Romeo has joined our families at last. Oh, brother Montague, give me your hand.
And so, the prince said, this dark and cloudy morning has brought a sad peace. There will never be a sadder story than the story of Romeo and Juliet.